Please join me as I pray. Holy God, faithful and unchanging, we ask that you would enlarge our minds with the knowledge of your truth and draw us more deeply into the mystery of your love, that we may truly worship you as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The story is told of a famous physicist who was traveling around the world giving an address on a very difficult theme that only a few people in the entire world understood. It had something to do with quantum physics theory or something or other. And on one particular occasion, he was scheduled to deliver this particular address in a certain city, and he was tired of doing it. And so he said to his chauffeur, "I'm just not feeling up to doing this. I'm tired of it. I do it all the time." And the chauffeur said to him, "Well, you know, I've been traveling with you all these years, and I usually come and sit and listen to the address." He said, I could give the address backwards and forwards. Want to switch?" And so they did. The professor put on the chauffeur's cap, sat in the back of the auditorium, and the chauffeur put on the professorial gown, and he went up in front of this large group of physicists, and he delivered the speech flawlessly. But as he had finished, just as he was about to sit down, someone raised their hand with a question. And not having foreseen that this would happen, this person went into this incredibly complex question with all of these terms and just really putting him on the spot. And he froze. And then he stepped back up to the lectern and he said, "Well, sir, thank you for your question. That is such an easy, simple question that even my chauffeur sitting in the back of the auditorium could answer it, so I'm going to defer to him." You know, wouldn't it be easy if all of our tough questions were answered that quickly and that simply? The truth is, one of the reasons that we are driven to pray is because we often have questions about life. We ask God why something has happened. We ask God how long we have to endure something. We ask God for guidance. And oftentimes it feels like there's no answer, and so we become discouraged. And in many ways that's why I suppose that as Christians we oftentimes have a difficult time praying. Well, we're going to take basically the rest of the summer to look at one of the most well-known prayers in the Bible, which we've come to call the Lord's Prayer. We're going to look at it phrase by phrase each week. But today, we're just going to give a broad bird's-eye overview of the entire setting in which Jesus taught his disciples, and just look at what it teaches us about prayer. Because you see, when the disciples came to Jesus, they were coming to him with a desperate question. They were saying, how do we pray? Teach us. How do we pray? And tucked away in this little gem of a prayer known as the Lord's Prayer, we see in so many ways all of the keys to what it means to develop a rich prayer life with God. And so here's the question I want us to pose in the next few moments. How does Jesus teach us to pray? And these 13 verses of Luke chapter 11 tell us Jesus teaches us to pray simply and to pray boldly. Okay, so just two observations on how Jesus teaches us to pray. First, Jesus teaches us to pray simply. Now, what's interesting is that Luke chapter 11 takes place quite some time into Christ's ministry with his disciples, probably a year and a half. And this is the first time the disciples ever come to him asking him to teach them something. And it's the first time the disciples ever come to him asking him about prayer. And so you would think that this is going to be the big moment where Jesus would go into this long lecture and diatribe on prayer. And instead, he gives them less than 50 words, which, even when prayed slowly, take about 20 seconds. Isn't that interesting? He gives them this very simple prayer. And I think there's really something to that. Because over the years, I've found that oftentimes people are discouraged about prayer because they're not sure what to say, and they feel like we have to know all these big words. And it's as if we approach God the way that the people in The Wizard of Oz approached the man behind the curtain. And we're worried if we don't get every exact word just right that God is going to cast us out and tell us not to come back until we do it correctly. And yet, what we see here is that though Jesus wants us to pray persistently and regularly for so many things, he welcomes simple prayers. One of the best treatises that Martin Luther ever wrote was a little tiny book entitled A Simple Way to Pray. And you can actually get it for free online. And that book essentially was a letter that he wrote to his barber, who said to him, "Pastor Luther, I want to know how to pray." And so he wrote this little treatise called A Simple Way to Pray. And he begins that treatise by saying to him, "When I feel cold and joyless in prayer, not knowing what to say or how to pray, I simply grab my Bible and go off to my room or to a church where people are meeting, and I pray the Psalms and the Lord's Prayer." In other words, he's saying the Scriptures are given to us as a tool for how to pray. We pray the Psalms, we pray the Lord's Prayer, because there are times when we don't know how to pray. And so the first thing Jesus teaches us about prayer is to pray simply. Now there's a second thing he teaches us, and that's to pray boldly. Now after he gives them the Lord's Prayer, and he ends with the Amen, he goes on and he gives them a couple of illustrations. And he refers to when children ask their fathers to give them a gift. And he says, if they ask you for one thing, you're not going to give them something else. And he essentially says, and if you know how to give good gifts to your children when they ask, and you are a sinful, flawed person, how much more do you think God is going to give not just gifts, but himself to those who ask him? And this is significant that he uses the illustration of children asking fathers. Because in the biblical world, children were viewed as those who had not yet done anything to earn anything that they asked for. And that's the point that Jesus is giving. He's saying if children are given gifts, even though they haven't done anything to earn those gifts, how much more do you think God is going to still be good to you and answer your prayers even when you don't deserve it? This is so important. Because all the time I talk with people who feel like, well, maybe God doesn't answer my prayers because there's this mistake in my life, or there's this sin in my life. And look, God takes those things seriously, and yet what we see is that God's prayers, he answers our prayers unconditionally out of sheer grace. And then he gives the illustration of the man coming and banging on his friend's door at midnight. Now that's, that would have been just as annoying in the ancient world as it would be now. Right? We don't want people banging on our door any time of day. And he says, and yet, even still, just because this man is so boldly and persistently knocking on the door, he's going to come to the door and give him what he asks for. For centuries, the liturgy of the church introduced the Lord's Prayer by saying, "And now, with the confidence of the children of God, we are bold to pray, Our Father who art in heaven." The book of Hebrews says that because we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, we can approach God's throne of grace with boldness and confidence knowing that he answers us in our time of need. You know, Alexander the Great once said to one of his top generals who had helped him out, he said to him, listen, if you ever have a family problem and you need financial help or any kind of help at all, come to me and I'll help you. And so when it came time for that particular general to cash in on this favor, it was time for him to marry off one of his daughters, as generals did in those days. And he came to Alexander the Great's treasurer and he asked for such an exorbitant amount, I mean, half his kingdom almost. And the treasurer said to him, you're out of your mind. He said, nobody has ever asked Alexander the Great for such an amazing amount of stuff. He's not going to give you any of this. He's going to be appalled. And he said, but I'll ask him. So he goes to Alexander the Great. He tells them what his top general has asked him for, almost half his kingdom. Alexander thought about it, wiped the sweat off his brow, I suppose. And he said to him, give it to him. And his treasurer said, didn't you understand what he just asked you for? And he said, no, give it to him. And he said, by asking for such a great amount, he pays me a compliment. He shows that he believes that I am both rich and generous. And so you see, God is a God who is rich in blessings and generous with those blessings. Now, the moral of that story isn't go and ask God for $1 million and he gives you $2 million. The moral of the story is that when you ask God for something, go to him knowing that he loves to answer you. And though it may seem at times that we don't get an answer in the exact way we wanted, it's because God answers it with more than what we even asked for, which is by giving us the Holy Spirit, meaning he's giving us of himself. And of course, the most specific proof of that is the way he answered the prayer to give us our daily bread. Now, of course, he did that in many ways in the Bible. He did it physically in the Old Testament by raining down bread from heaven. But eventually, he did it literally by sending his own son, Jesus Christ, who referred to himself as the true and living bread of life. And so, Jesus comes to us as the bread of life, which we'll celebrate next Sunday morning as we take of communion. He gives us of himself as the most specific proof that he answers our prayers with more than we could ever imagine. So, just a broad introduction and overview of the Lord's Prayer as we begin a series this summer. What does Jesus teach us about how to pray? He teaches us to pray simply, and he teaches us to pray boldly. Thanks be to God for this indescribable gift of coming to him in prayer. Amen.